Hello, everybody, and welcome to ElectroMusic.com Chuck Show. I just accidentally shut that song off. Another mistake on the Chuck Show. Oh, no. Hey, this is Les Hall, also known as Inventor, your host. With me today is nobody. Sunshine had a date tonight. She's going with some friends and this new diver guy that she met over to Ocean Alley on the beach. And the friends are going to check the dude out and see if he's A-OK. So I hope they're having a really good time, and I'll hear the report from it later tonight after the show. And also, Sunshine will be going on a vacation for 2 to 6 weeks. So you'll be hearing just me, and I might bring in my friend Valeria for some of the shows, but you've just got me for tonight. Okay, the song you were just listening to is Guitar Lab Rock. It was made by Guitar Lab for a lovely lady friend in Texas of mine. And the way it works is that there are two guitars, and the logic matrix of each guitar is encoded with a similar number, similar shape of bits. And this gives us a lot of harmony between the instruments, as well as some difference between them. And I'm not a professional musician. I don't know how to describe that properly, but it sure sounds good to me. Let's listen to it again just for a moment. And then I'm going to do a segment called Les Plays Bad Guitar. Oh boy. Here we go. Okay, enough of that song. We've heard it before, and we'll hear it again. Now I'm going to talk to you about a fascinating thing, a guitar invention of mine, as well as my good buddy DJ, also known as Ari. His nickname is Dr. Justice on the electromusic.com forum. And we are partners. He's in Sweden, and I'm in America. And we're working on this guitar invention. It's the guitar with no pickups, the electric guitar with no pickups. And the way it works is that instead of having a pickup or multiple pickups under the strings, what you have is super magnets under the strings. And when the strings vibrate, they generate a tiny little voltage along their length. You then attach a return wire to the headstock and run it down the neck under the pickguard and take it into a special fancy $55 transformer that's the size of it's small. And it's the size of a small stack of Oreo cookies. And it fits inside the guitar. And that boosts the signal up to guitar levels. It goes straight out a selector switch into the guitar cable and goes to the amplifier. So, I'm going to play some chords for you. Listen carefully, very carefully to the sound. This is an E chord played on, let's start with the factory pickups on this Squire Strat that I have. Whoops, try it again. And now I hit the switch and change it to the invention, and let's listen to the tone that the E chord generates on the invention. I'll do that a few times. Here's the factory. and here's the invention. I don't really know how to quantify the difference. I've been told by a couple of people that it sounds more acoustic. It certainly, the main difference is that the pickups are made with a bunch of magnets, six magnets, running across, one for each string, and then a humongous coil of wire around those magnets. And this coil of wire has parasitic inductance, capacitance, and resistance, which forms a second-order low-pass filter. And you just can't get away from that. It becomes an inherent characteristic of the sound. And what people do is they purposely wind pickups in different ways to create different hotness, different characteristics to the sound, using different thicknesses of wire, different number of turns, different shapes, and so forth. Well, that's been all played to death, and you can pay $150 or $200 or whatever and buy your set of pickups to get the tone you want. But with this invention, what you can do is you can put a dial on the guitar that selects a capacitor, a 12-position switch, and dial in the hotness of the pickups. I don't have that particular modification made, but we'll be working on it in the future. Let me play you a little different sound. Here is a D chord in the factory pickups. And here is that same D chord in the invention. Sounds very similar. And now here, let's go to an A chord in the factory pickups. And in the invention. So they're very similar. They have different tonal qualities. And the concept behind the invention is it's a little bit less expensive. It's a little bit different. It doesn't require as much stuff inside the guitar. And W. Monk says you hear more detuning in the invention. He likes it. That's interesting. While I'm talking here, let's take a look at the chat room. People in the chat room, we have Blue Hell, Blue Jay, Edison Rex, DK Adrift is visiting. He'll be playing in Summer Solstice. Doug Bird is here, myself, Modulator ESP, Mono, Rob, State Machine, Strobe, and W. Monk. So good to have everybody here. Well, I don't know what else to demonstrate for you with the guitar. I guess I'll move the switch selector to position one and try an E chord for comparison purposes again. Here is the factory position one E chord. And here is the invention. One more time, factory. And invention. And the guitar may be horribly out of tune, too. I'm not entirely sure about that. I wrote a Chuck program that I use as a tuner. I never actually bought a tuner. I really need to, because my Chuck program can sometimes be an octave off. But anyway, I think it's properly tuned. So what are we going to do? We're going to play this stuff. I want to get a couple of items done at the beginning of the show. The first one I want to play is a tune by W. Monk. W. Monk sent me a private message on electromusic.com and said, hey, I wrote this program. Let me know if you like it. And I liked it. It's a cute little ditty made with prime numbers. Let me open it up here. And it's mathematically based, as a lot of Chuck music is. And it sounds like prime numbers, I guess. Let's give it a listen. That was W Monk's prime number song. Rather interesting, nice creation from a fairly new Chuckist who is accomplishing a lot. Very good. What are we going to play next? I put a message on the Chuck users group and asked people to make some contributions. And I think this is one of them. It was early this week, and I forget. Pardon me. But let's see what it says in the comments. In the late 60s or early 70s, PAIA Electronics came out with a circuit kit called the StereoCord EGG, Electronic Gratification Generator. It was a top octave generator along with a resistor network to mix up the 1, 4, and 5 chords into the left and right channels. This little Chuck Proggy is an attempt to recreate the wisdom of the ancients, ah soul, and let you hear what this little guy sounded like, as best as my 35-year-old admittedly alcohol-addled memories will permit. Well, we will permit you to have your admittedly alcohol-addled memories, and thank you for producing this little song for us, Jabini. Let's listen to it. State Machine says, yes, I have two chord EGG units, original PAIA. I don't really know what it is, but it's cool that we can reproduce it in Chuck for posterity's sake. It's fun to see software duplicating hardware. Let's see here. Some other stuff, new stuff. We have plenty of older stuff that is kind of new, but we played it before. But we do have some brand new stuff. I'm looking for, let's see, here's one. It's written, it loads up any day now. Come on, you poor little Emac, you can do it. I think I can. Oops. I opened it up in iTunes. Okay, back to normal. This is called Crack Baby Pictures of Famous Dictators. I don't know why it's called that, and I forgot who made it. I didn't put their name on it, but let's listen to it. It lasts for 7 minutes, so it's a little bit of a long song. Thank you. music. Everybody loves Umchuck music. Not everybody. Poor Sunshine, she doesn't really like it. She likes some of it. Okay, I have some more new stuff. Here is Boolean Sequencing Luneta. The story behind this is I decided I wanted to make a hardware Boolean sequencer. Oh, here I go talking about that thing again. Well, whatever. It's my little hobby. And how's the level now, guys? I wanted to put a string synthesis circuit on the output of it so that the Boolean sequencer controlled the string synthesis and created a guitar sound. And I didn't really have the parts to build it. I had some of the parts, but not all of it. So what I did, turn the mic up. How about that? Hello, test 1, 2, 3. Hello, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, microphone up. What I did is I decided that I would create the program in Chuck, create the hardware in Chuck, and test it out and see what it sounded like. And it took some tweaking, but I eventually got it right. And this is what it sounds like. It's just a little 1 minute demo. Let's listen to it. Okay, there was another categorized classical abrupt ending. What do we have here? Here is a drum song. It's part of the Music for the Deaf series that I was working on. And what this thing does is it has a low pass filter followed by an envelope detector, 8 of them, one for each of the 8 drums that Key Jazz put in his drum class. And these drums listen. And when they hear quiet, they ping. They sound off. So let's hear what it sounds like. Thank you. enough of that. That was some interesting drum stuff going on there. Next up, let's listen to a song called Les Halles Minutiae, a song that I made earlier this week. It's 10 minutes long. Let's hear what it sounds like. I think it's 10 one-minute segments. That's why I called it minutiae. Minutiae for a minute.
Thank you.
Minutia, 10 1-minute songs. Let's give a listen next to Conspiracy a song that I wrote about things that happened to me in the past.
Next, the pussy talks about me, reacting to my private words, and the radio
to my private parts designed to send me Middleton remixed to
my psychiatrist will plan to make me one day paranoid schizophrenia.
Sneaking outside my window,
there's no way out of this
plan. Has a life on its own with prayers,
those words as a Easter egg do affect.
They have a profile of gossip rumors,
soon the spies have reached destruction,
and
as I sleep into the bad news of me, they record my descent,
invisible enemies spying on me.
Invisible enemies
are
a big conspiracy.
It's all a big conspiracy.
The intention that they'll use to bring me down.
They'll use all this against
spying on me
to drive me mad.
It's all a big conspiracy.
Invisible enemies spying on me. It's all a big conspiracy.
Conspiracy against me, it's all a sneaky scheme. They watch and listen to me with microphones and video for information they will use against me politically. Sneaking outside my window, peering in and coordinating with the other on the web who's hacked his way inside. Phone tapping so illegal, phone freaking is their way. A phrase overheard in public, taken out of context and repeated. Call from a survey company, getting personal, it's their method, to extract the information that they'll use to bring me down. Invisible enemies spying on me, it's all a big conspiracy. Students listening at my door, coworkers reading my documents, bosses following my car around, little techno private eye spies. They learned my every detail for use against my reputation. Whispered words with bad intention, overheard in a coffee shop. Christians with their gossip network, good intentions gone astray. When they have no bad news of me, they'll make some up instead. Pretty soon my every motion, every action, every word is a point of some contention in this angry world. They'll use all this against me and plot to drive me mad. Invisible enemies spying on me. It's all a big conspiracy. Learning to push my buttons, they act with glee to wreak destruction. Words from my private files, spoken to me the next day. All a plan to make me wonder, and eventually get me paranoid. Now the plan has a life of its own, a rolling snowball gathering strength. They have profiles, gossip, rumors, sharing reports and audio files. And as I sink into madness, record my descent with joy. Invisible enemies spying on me. It's all a big conspiracy. Next, the TV talks about me, reacting to my private words, and the radio chooses songs designed to send me messages. My psychiatrist won't believe me. Paranoid schizophrenia, says he. There's no way out of this dark nightmare. God won't help me. Prayers don't work. The police won't do a thing. Cannot help myself. Soon the spies have wreaked destruction and they've driven me stone cold mad. Invisible enemies spying on me. It's all a big conspiracy.
Classic song, what a classic Chuck song. And here's another classic. This is Clicks by Go On. Clicks by Go Long. another classic. Now, there are two songs I just discovered in the directory here. I make a directory for each show and fill it full of material for the week. These are new songs, new to the show. There are two of them. One is called Pedro Lopez Cabanillas Canonin D. And let's hear what this sounds like. Okay, I think that'll just go on and on. W. Muck makes a funny comment. He says, in his country, everyone plays it at their funeral. So it's a funeral song. What do you know? Now, I have a special treat for you. You might remember Slinky. Slinky wrote Ritual Music from Beetlejuice. Very interesting piece, his second piece ever. And I sent him an email and asked him about his work. And he said, I'm going to get a little time freed up and I'm going to do another piece. So he calls this a cheesy incursion into the wonderful world of psychedelic trance. And he says, this is a mess. Next time I'll do some actual design, I promise. Okay, Slinky, let's hear what you had to write. Let's try that again. We saturated the microphone. Try it one more time. Thank you. For the show. We're done with 1 minute remaining. So I'll sit here and review something for a minute. At the beginning of the show, we talked about this guitar invention. It's a fun little invention that DJ and I came up with, and I'll be playing it more in the future. As a matter of fact, we're going to do the UFO song. Do you remember this? Came up with the frequencies for this. For this UFO. And I found the notes on the guitar for it, and then DJ took the notes and found a better fingering. So I'm going to learn how to play that this week, and I'll play it for you next week. You're going to hear the Close Encounters UFO song on the guitar, and maybe I'll jam up and down the neck with it or something like that. We'll see. We'll see what happens if I have time to practice. Okay, switch me off. I'm done with the show. Thank you, everybody.